In his weekly address, President Obama urges people to push Republicans into passing legislation to lower lending rates for millions of homeowners.
Let's be honest. Republicans in Congress won't act on this plan before the election. But maybe they'll come to their senses afterward if you give them a push.
In other news, new research adds a twist to the debate over the Marcellus Shell natural gas field. Two independent financial firms say it isn't just the biggest natural gas field in the country, it's the cheapest place for energy companies to drill. Standard & Poor's says the combination of Marcellus resources and the location near major markets in the Northeast is altering natural gas prices around the nation. This is SRN News.
The all-new Mark Davis Show, morning 7 to 10 on 660 AM, The Answer.
Live from the studios of 660 AM, The Answer, this is DFW Healthy Living, featuring helpful and insightful commentary about how to live a healthy lifestyle. Listen as Dr. Brian Nymphaeus and his guests discuss non-pharmaceutical, non-surgical approaches to healthcare. Learn more about your body, your health, and how to live a healthier life. Get in on the discussion at 1-866-660-KSKY. This is DFW Healthy Living. Now here's your host, Dr. Brian Nymphaeus.
This is where the healing begins. Oh, this is where the healing starts.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you so much for tuning in to us here on AM 660 The Answer. This is Dr. Brian Nymphaeus, Clinic Director of Victory Chiropractic and Spinal Decompression, located in the heart of beautiful South Lake, Texas. I'm joined by the great Doug Rake of Haney Rake and Repass, the number one law firm in the galaxy.
Good to be here, Brian.
Thank you so much for being here on Saturday afternoon. And the lovely Dr. Christy Farrell of Back in Health Chiropractic. Or Back to Health. Back to Health Chiropractic, located in the beautiful city of Dallas, the northern part of Dallas.
The northern part, yes. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. So we have a lot to talk about today. We are without the services of the great Kevin Stewart, and the great Dr. Darner is also working in his clinic diligently helping people this afternoon. So we have a lot to talk about. We're going to talk about more men's health issues. We're going to talk about something that is all too often showing up in men, and that's estrogen dominance. As opposed to being dominated by testosterone like we are when we're in our teens and 20s and 30s, we start to trail off and we begin to be led in the hormone race by estrogen. Now, this is something that's been known for years and years, but what's happening now is men in their 20s and 30s are also becoming part estrogen dominant as well because of a lot of the lifestyle habits that they're doing, a lot of the foods that they're eating, and the inactivity that's really starting to take hold in our society. So we're going to talk a lot about that today. And if you guys have any questions, please feel free to give us a call at 866-660-5759. That's 866-660-5759 so we can get your questions answered. The show is all about health, and what we're trying to do is get you guys as healthy as possible and give you guys the real information. There's no drug companies that sponsor the radio show. There's no drug companies that sponsor our clinics. So what we're trying to do is give you guys the information that you need to live a healthy lifestyle. Now, I also know that a lot of people don't want to call in and ask questions, especially in a sensitive topic like this. So feel free to post your questions on Facebook, because that's overly anonymous, isn't it? Or you can tweet them at Dr. Nymphaeus, at Dr. Nymphaeus, I guess, hashtag is how they call it, I believe.
I don't know. I'm not a tweeter.
That's not what I've heard, Christy. I think you're following me, and I'm following you. It's just you can also tweet us at DFWHL.
If she's following you and you're following her at the same time, doesn't that by definition mean you are going in a circle?
Yes.
That is correct.
All right.
We just keep – I think we just call it communicating with one another, but they call it tweeting nowadays. So this is also this weekend show I want to dedicate to a few people, because it's been a very emotional week for us. There have been several people in my life that have passed away, and one of them was really close to me. You know, all of them are close to me, but one in particular, Wayne Moffitt, who passed away from cancer last week, and we had his his memorial service just the other day on Wednesday. And Wayne was real special to me. He was a great guy. And you know, sometimes you get to know people and they become what I call a fountain, where they tend to give you energy.
Right.
Yeah, he was a fountain in life for a lot of people. So, Wayne, I want to thank you so much for the time we were able to spend together. And I know that you're up in heaven smiling down on us right now. So, men, it's really important, and ladies, it's really important that you get your husband, your boyfriend, your sons, your friends, your brothers to listen and understand the information that we're talking about today, because all too often, men are dying way too early.
No question about it.
You know, the average age is actually on the decline. Lifespan, I should say, is on the decline. And for men, we actually are bringing that the average lifespan down because we are dying much earlier than women. I think there's a five-year...
There's always been a gap, but the gap is increasing. And it is because men are dying earlier. And you know, men had a little bit of a better run because there weren't any wars going on and the numbers weren't being skewed by a bunch of young male deaths. But that trend has turned the other way, and the gap between men and women is increasing again. And as you say, men are dying at a much too young age, and it's so lifestyle related.
It absolutely is. It's lifestyle related. It's stress levels. It's not exercising is a big part of it. So we're going to touch on a lot of those things, but we are really going to touch on a thing called estrogen dominance, which is happening in men. And that's when your estrogen levels increase too much and your testosterone levels decrease too much. And it happens all too often. And Dr. Farrell, you were talking about some of the ways that we may not think about that we can be accidentally boosting the estrogen levels in our bodies.
Well, that's right. If we're not clearing estrogen daily through good bowel habits, things like that, then we're going to hold on to that. And it typically stays in the fat cells. But things that we don't think about are, you know, exogenous sources or outside of the body. So like PCBs in plastic, pesticides, chemical fed animal protein, plastics, heating anything in plastic. So if you throw something in the microwave, it's in a plastic dish, you're going to get more estrogen from that. Anything in a styrofoam cup. A lot of people drink coffee out of a styrofoam cup. That's really bad. That's an exogenous source of estrogen. What else is there?
Who would have ever thought of that? I mean, and think about how much that's going on today. People drinking out of styrofoam cups and just mm-hmm. popping your lunch or your breakfast into a microwave
and wrapping it in saran wrap or having the saran wrap cover on it. That's, you know.
Yeah, and what happens is it's not that the plastic or the styrofoam cup is the problem, but when you heat it,
right?
When you heat it, you cause a chemical reaction to occur, and that chemical reaction, once it enters the body, it leads to estrogen dominance.
Exactly.
And these are things that when they do the studies and how they're making styrofoam, they don't think about it until it's too late.
Right.
Right.
So we have to make sure that we have good bowel habits so that we're clearing those estrogens effectively. We were talking earlier about something that you can look for just on the skin that might give you an indication that there's some estrogen dominance, and those little cherry angiomas is what they're called, but it looks like those little red blood blisters. 3 to 5 of them are okay, but if you get over that number, specifically in the abdominal area, then that's a good indication that you might be at risk for some hormone-related cancers and such. So have that looked up.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. We tend to ignore the signs. You know, the body will slowly start to whisper to us that there's something wrong. Then after a little while it goes on, we don't pay attention to that. It'll start to talk to us. We'll start to notice a few things. Then after a little while of talking to us, the body will then start to scream at us. And it's usually not until the body's been screaming at us,
which is the disease,
that we do something about it.
Exactly.
You know, and the problem is multifaceted. But one of the things that we don't do, and I know this runs rampant in the male species, is we ignore it. And I think it starts from as a little kid playing sports where you're told to rub some dirt on it. Hey, are you injured or are you hurt? Mm-hmm. And then we keep going. And then as we get older, you know, we're not necessarily playing competitive sports anymore, but what we're doing is we're working. We're trying to raise a family. We're doing the best we can. We're trying to keep our heads above water financially, and we tend to ignore it. We rub some dirt on it. Okay, I don't feel real good, but you know what? I can rub some dirt on it and get back out there.
I'm going to take some Advil or leave, and I'm going to go back to work.
And unfortunately, I was just yesterday told of the downside of what happens when we try to ignore our problems. I mentioned the kind of emotional week that some people had passed away. Another guy that I know, 41 years old, a great guy, married, 2 twin, 3-year-old little girls. He died last week because of an accidental overdose of pain medication. You know, and people don't realize what they're doing to their bodies, and it's literally killing them. You know, and so this poor guy has, you know, at no point was he doing this on purpose. He was just trying to rub some dirt on it. I'll take, you know, my shoulder hurts. Don't worry about it. I can take some Advil. Advil doesn't work anymore. You go get a higher grade prescription for it. That doesn't work anymore.
You go take more of it.
Exactly.
There's just a parade of horribles that follow oxy-based or opiate-based pain medication, Oxycontin, hydrocodone, and you have so many people addicted to it and adopting a criminal lifestyle to continue to provide themselves mm-hmm. with it. And then you really do have so many accidental overdoses. You have more people dying on accidental overdoses of opiate-based pain medication than you do overdosing on heroin, literally.
Isn't it the second leading cause of death in the United States? I could be wrong on that, but I thought I recently saw that in the news somewhere.
During the break, we'll look that up and find out if that's the case, if it's the second or third leading cause of accidental overdoses.
I think, yeah, let's look that up.
Because, you know, now I understand that there are sometimes life has to go on and you have to take an Advil or a Tylenol, even though personally I don't do it. But I understand that not everybody does the things that I do and have been doing the things that I do for as long as I have. But when it becomes part of your daily routine, and I'm going to tell you this, and I really want this to sink in, that whatever pain you're having, whether it be neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, ankle pain, it is not because you are lacking any kind of pain medication. There's no vitamin Advil or vitamin Tylenol. There's no deficiency in Tylenol that causes pain, yet that's mentally how most of us look at it. You're listening to the DFW Healthy Living radio show, brought to you by the great chiropractors of DFW Healthy Living, where our goal is to get you and your family as healthy as possible. Please look us up on Facebook. Look us up on the website at dfwhealthyliving.com. We'll be right back after these short messages.
The Answer. The Mike Gallagher Show.
It could be the presidential debate that changes the course of history. We'll preview the third and final official presidential debate between President Obama and Mitt Romney. Also, Trayvon Martin's parents are fighting to keep his school records from being released for the trial of George Zimmerman. And movie producer Jerry Mullen stops by to discuss the amazing success of 2016 Obama's America, now out on DVD.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at noon on 660 AM. The Answer.
Listen up, ladies. Right now, Bare Minerals is inviting you to participate in a special nationwide giveaway of the mineral makeup everyone's talking about. That's right. We're letting everyone who calls try America's number one mineral makeup risk-free. Just call 1-800-900-2870 to find out how. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. You've probably heard about Bare Minerals Foundation. It was quoted in Glamour Magazine as a magic eraser. Allure Magazine, InStyle, and Elle Magazines, and Leaders in Beauty continue to rave about how Bare Minerals Foundation is naturally radiant and good for your skin. Now you can participate in our nationwide giveaway and see for yourself. Bare Minerals, makeup so pure you can sleep in it. Experience the foundation that started the makeup revolution. Participate in this special opportunity to try Bare Minerals Foundation risk-free. And we'll also send you a free gift set. Just call 1-800-900-2870 now. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio offer. 1-800-900-2870.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-979-4336 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-979-4336, 1-800-979-4336, or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
When I was diagnosed with breast cancer, I was devastated. I'd seen articles about Cancer Treatment Centers of America, so I called them.
Audrey Allen was treated at Cancer Treatment Centers of America, where she was provided her own multidisciplinary care team.
My entire care team truly listened to me and worked with me to develop a treatment plan that was right for me. I had brachytherapy radiation, but I also had support supportive therapies, which really helped me stay strong during treatments.
If you or a loved one has complex or advanced stage cancer, go to TalkCancer.com to discover the most compassionate care available and to learn about our over 95% patient satisfaction rating.
So I am 7.5 year survivor now, and I just feel so blessed to have the opportunity after dealing with cancer to have my family with me and be able to watch my grandbabies grow up.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America, care that never quits. Appointments available now. For information, call 1-800-515-5577. 1-800-515-5577. No case is typical. You should not expect to experience these results.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11-10-12. Staples. That was easy.
This is 660 AM. The Answer.
DFW Healthy Living continues. Give us a call at 866-660-CASE-GUIDE. Here's Dr. Brian Nymphaeus on 660 AM, The Answer.
This is where the healing begins. Oh, this is where the healing starts.
Welcome back to the DFW Healthy Living Radio Show, your source for health and wellness information, brought to you by the great chiropractors of DFWHealthyLiving.com. So we're talking about estrogen dominance, and specifically estrogen dominance in men. And there are a variety of ways that we can become estrogen dominant. And I don't want to get into too many of those right now. We're going to get into more of those in a little bit. But I want you guys to understand that one of the things that plagues men is we just don't take care of ourselves. We don't think about anything until it's usually too late. And
well, agreed. I mean, what men don't have that women do have, and you never get a large percentage of the male populace to do this, is women really do, by and large, see their OBGYN once a year or twice a year. The idea of a 20, 30, 40, even 50-year-old man going in for an annual checkup every year is, you know, that's like thinking that Santa Claus is going to come. That's not going to happen. Men will not do that. Hence, you're right, whereas a woman might listen to her body when it starts whispering, a man goes beyond the point of whispering, talking, yelling, and doesn't really react until its own body hits him over the head.
Absolutely, and I know that I'm just as guilty of it as anybody else. So, you know, we're not pointing fingers or casting blame. We're just simply saying this is the reality.
It's a problem.
We as men don't do these things, and we need to. I'm not one that sits up there and says, oh, you never need to see a medical doctor. You never need to be on medicine. That's not what we're saying here. What we're saying is that a lot of times we look to those things as an excuse to continually not listen to our bodies, right, and not do what we know we need to do. We don't want to change our lifestyle. And when we have pains and aches, we tend to just want to not deal with those issues. So we tend to go to prescription medications once the Advil and the Tylenol doesn't work out. And this is something that's very near to my heart. I know it's near and dear to Dr. Farrell's heart and Dr. Darner, who's not with us here today, because we as chiropractors, I mean, we flat out specialize in removing the problem that causes the pain. You know, people, and let's be honest, people think of chiropractors as the low rung on a totem pole. I mean, we really don't have a good rap when it comes to the general population. You know, roughly 13 to 14% of the population thinks very, very highly of us.
Yeah, I think it's less. I think we see less than 12% of the population are chiropractic patients.
Well, let's call it 13. Let's round it up. Let's give ourselves a little bit more. It's Saturday. Come on, you earned it.
Well, from an out.
Let's at least think there's 13% that care about.
This year, there will be 13%.
That's right.
We'll round up to 15%.
There we go.
Call it 15%, but here's what, from an outsider looking in, I've always believed the problem to be, I've really believed it to be a marketing problem.
Well,
y'all do not market y'all services nearly as well
we do not
as other medical professionals.
Anywhere near the money that the pharmaceutical industry has to market.
Really
well,
have
that
an image
and,
problem.
I mean, the whole Wilkes trial thing where, you know, there was the commission against quackery, which was initially the committee against chiropractic that went in and taught medical doctors in medical school that if their patients went to a chiropractor, that it was dangerous and they should advise them against that. And in 1987, the AMA had to pay restitution to the chiropractic profession because that was unfounded. I mean, it was a bogus committee, and so now we're still trying to
overcome that
problem. 1987 was just a blink of an eye away, you know.
And that was really probably the AMA marketing the other way. I mean,
right.
They really have out-marketed y'all.
Yes,
right. Absolutely.
So one of the things that happens though is that we as chiropractors can. Many, 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 many times with such an incredible success rate can get rid of the problem that causes the pain. We flat out can. We don't just mask it. We get rid of the problem that causes the pain. And so we were reading some of the statistics out there during the break about accidental overdoses because you mentioned you thought it was number two. And Doug, you found out that it is. It's the second leading cause of accidental death.
Absolutely.
And behind only traffic fatalities.
Accidental overdose is the second leading cause of accidental death in the United States year in and year out, second only to traffic accidents.
And the lovely Mrs. Nymphius, who's in the booth, so if you guys call, Mrs. Nymphius will answer the phone. She discovered that there are 15,000 deaths per year due to painkillers. So people out there taking painkillers thinking they're just covering up the pain, roughly 15,000 people a year will be dying because they're going to accidentally take too many painkillers. And then the number increases to 27,000, roughly 27, a little over 27,000 in 2007, but roughly 27,000 people are going to die every year because of accidental prescription drug overdose.
Correct.
Not just painkillers, but prescription drugs. So these are things that people are doing to cover up the problem. And so instead of listening to the body and saying, you know what, there's an ache and a pain that I shouldn't have. And here's the bottom line. You shouldn't have a lot of aches and pains. That doesn't mean you never wake up with a stiff back or a stiff shoulder or elbow. That means by and large, you just shouldn't have stiffness, pain, loss of strength. But we tend to think that, hey, I'm over the age of 25.
It's going to fall apart.
Yeah, that's what happens. That's not what's supposed to happen. But that's what happens when we don't take care of ourselves.
Absolutely.
And so and it hits men hardest. And then what happens is once we stop taking care of ourselves, we start to close down. And I don't mean close down as we don't talk to friends and family. Our body starts to shut down. And what we do is we adapt to a lower state of functioning.
Yep.
And that during that lower state of function, one of the things that occurs is our testosterone levels will drop and our estrogen levels will rise. So there are a few symptoms of estrogen dominance.
Well, I want to talk about a couple of the risk factors estrogen dominance. Poor diet is number one. Low dietary fiber, because as we said before, we want to make sure that we have good bowel function. So low dietary fiber is going to be another risk factor. High fat intake, and I'm not talking about good fats. We need good fats in our diet, but a lot of us get way too much of the bad fat in our diet. And those are the three biggest risk factors for estrogen dominance.
So some of the signs and symptoms that we may not be paying attention to. So I've got this from Dr. John Lehman, MD.com. He's medical doctors know that this estrogen dominance is a real thing. It happens. It happens on a regular basis. But there's foggy thinking. How many of us are guilty of foggy thinking? And we chalk it up to, I didn't sleep well for the last 10 years.
Last 10 years.
Well, at least since your first child was born. If you're on a roll like Brian of four in a row, it's probably close to 10 years.
And it's going to be another 10 years.
So let me sidetrack for a little bit. So I don't sleep very well at all because of that factor that you just mentioned. And I'm the worrying type. And I get this from my mom. I know I get it from my mom. But, I'm concerned. I want to make sure the kids are okay. I don't want anybody coming in the house in the middle of the night. So I panic a little bit. I don't know how my wife does it. I don't know how.
Lives with you, you mean?
That.
She's a saint.
Jesus.
Or she drinks a lot.
Both. Thank you. No, so, I keep thinking, I know I don't sleep very well, and I know I try to function, but, that happens. So foggy thinking.
Yep, back on track.
So decreased sex drive. Now, no tangents allowed on this one.
Now we've got everybody's attention, though.
Yeah.
They didn't care about whether they thought right or not, but now that we've got their attention.
Yeah, so a lot of times we'll I don't want to say rip on ladies, but ladies tend to have decreased sex drive, and that's for a variety of different symptoms. We're talking about men. So when
kind of estrogen dominance as well.
That's right, yeah. But when men have the decreased sex drive, we actually, that's what we, that's our.
What is wrong with
that's
me?
When we think, let's get something done here.
Mm-hmm. I got to get some testosterone.
Yeah, a woman says I have low sex drive, and they just go about their day.
Yeah. Good.
We'll panic about that. So, another thing that occurs is we get the depression or the anxiety, and along with that, some agitation. So we could become easily agitated. And it's very easy to chalk these things up to, well, I'm just feeling stressed. I'm a little stressed right now. Well, that stress is actually causing physical changes to occur in your body. So those are the outward symptoms of inner changings within the body that we adapt to a lower state of function. So the other thing that occurs, and this occurs in men along the midsection, is fat gain. And once you start gaining weight and gaining fat, it's like a snowball rolling downhill, because fat cells lead to more estrogen dominance, which leads to more fat cells, and it really starts to snowball. And we always kind of jokingly, but men in general jokingly talk about their spare tire, so to speak. But that spare tire really is taking years off of the lifespan.
Yeah, and it's an outward sign of an inward problem. Once you got the spare tire, you probably have estrogen dominance. You probably have high blood pressure. You probably have too much of the bad cholesterol. And I know you don't like that term, but right. A lot of things are going wrong once you develop that spare tire.
Absolutely. Another thing, a couple of other things that occur real quick before we head to break: hair loss, regular headaches. I think I mentioned before the gallbladder problems. There's a big correlation between headaches and gallbladder that even at the office, we do a lot of correcting of that, and it's incredible.
And right shoulder pain, too.
And right, that's exactly right. So we're headed into a break. So we just talked about a few things, outward symptoms of estrogen dominance. You guys are listening to the DFW Healthy Living Radio Show, brought to you by the great doctors and chiropractors of DFWHealthyLiving.com. If you have any questions, give us a call at 866-660-5759.
AM. The answer.
John Hudson, you seem smarter today. Why is that?
It's not because I'm wearing these awesomely cool, trendy glasses. No, I'm going back to college. I'm going to be real honest with you. I messed around in my early 20s. I got a full-time job, and now you fast forward. I'm 32 years old, married with a one-year-old and a baby girl on the way. I'm busy, but I've got to finish my degree. So, I'm doing it online with Liberty University. Yep, all I do is log online to luonline.com. It's all right there. There's an app for my smartphone because I'm always on the go. Courses are taught in a very flexible virtual classroom, if you will. And although I'm doing it online, I'm still extremely plugged in. I feel like I'm right there in the class with their webinars. And the fact that I'm going to complete my bachelor's degree 100% online in less time than it takes in a traditional program, I had to sign up. I'm doing it. I'm going to finish my degree. Whether you're starting or you want to finish your degree, whether it's associate's, bachelor's, master's, or your doctorate, check out my friends at Liberty University. Go to luonline.com. luonline.com.
Whoever came up with the saying, put your money where your mouth is, must have had some dental work done. Just a filling can cost over $100, and other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. Without dental insurance, you could be putting a lot of money where your mouth is. Fortunately, you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day. This isn't a discount plan. This is real dental insurance that can cover over 300 procedures. Everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. To have a free information kit mailed directly to you, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company. 1-800-919-3635. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. Get coverage for less than a dollar a day and put less money where your mouth is. For your free information kit with all the details, call 1-800-919-3635. 1-800-919-3635.
Celebrating 40 years, it's the original Fort Worth Gun Show at the Will Rogers Center.
This weekend only,
over 1,200 tables of guns, knives, ammo, and accessories.
Everything you can imagine.
If you have ever considered owning a gun, now is the time. Sign up for training from the experts on protecting yourself and your loved ones.
Protect your family. Learn from the best at the original Fort Worth Gun Show. Visit our website at fwgunshow.com. That's at fwgunshow.com.
Or call us at 817-732-1194. If you have ever considered purchasing a gun, now is the time. Hundreds and hundreds of tables of guns, ammo, and more. We have everything to make you comfortable choosing your gun. Don't wait. Take action while you still can.
It's the original Fort Worth Gun Show at the Will Rogers Center. This weekend only. Stock up while you still can. Call 817-732-1194. Visit our website, fwgunshow.com. Celebrating 40 years, it's the original Fort Worth Gun Show at the Will Rogers Center. Don't miss this show.
We deal in office equipment, sell nothing but the best. We're Southwest Office Systems, for short, that's SOS. We service what we sell to you to minimize your stress. We're Southwest Office Systems, just call us SOS.
Hey, buddy, isn't it great to hear our jingle back on the air?
Sure is, Vince. I'm tired of waiting on the politicians to get our economy going. SOS is growing, hiring, and investing in our infrastructure to enhance our clients' experience.
Sharp has an exceptional lineup of MFPs, copiers to most of you, ranging from work group to production color systems. We have the tools to reduce your print costs, improve your people efficiency, and take the pain out of dealing with vendors that keep changing ownership with their only consistency being excuses.
SOS, Sharp MFPs, and your company. This is a winning team. To join, call 972-730-8000.
We're Southwest Office Systems. Just call us SOS.
The all-new Mark Davis Show, morning 7 to 10 on 660 AM, The Answer.
866-660-CASE-GUY is the number to call to ask your question to Dr. Brian Nymphaeus on 660 AM, The Answer.
This is where the healing begins. Oh, this is where the healing starts.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you so much for taking time out of this beautiful Saturday afternoon here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area to listen to us and to help yourself maybe learn something to live a healthier life. We're talking about estrogen dominance in men because it is such a problem that really goes untalked about on a regular basis. And, you know, cause that's not something men sit around the table and you know.
It's not something you're going to brag about.
No. Hey, you know, went to the doctor. It turns out I'm low in testosterone, high in estrogen. You know, it's just not going to come up in conversation. So it's a very real subject that we want to talk about. And we don't, you know, we want you guys to realize that it causes problems, you know, and those problems then lead to other issues, cancers, heart disease, all kinds of different things. So I want to go real quick to a caller on line one. Is this the great Dr. Darner?
It is. Is this Dr. Nymphaeus?
This is Dr. Nymphaeus.
Hello there. Well, I heard you guys on the radio for a few minutes between patients. I just wanted to call in. You were talking about mid-drift abdominal fat, so I assumed you wanted me to call.
You are a before example. Brian was the after.
I'm the before model you were always hoping for.
That's right. Yes, no, yes.
We're doing great things up here. I just got a few minutes to catch earlier parts of the show on estrogen dominance, and I wanted to confer and agree with what you're telling people out there. It's an important factor in their nutritional considerations, their exercise programs, and the things we see here in the clinic every day are related to hormone imbalance and insufficient testosterone.
Absolutely. And so, and Doc, because I know you got a short window there between patients, when in your clinical experience, when it comes to even just trying to correct back pain, neck pain type issues, how much more difficult is it when you see patients that are in estrogen dominance?
Oh, it's absolutely critical that you address the hormonal imbalance. You get an inflammatory cascade that cannot come under control without proper regulation and mediation by the immune system, the nervous system, and proper hormone balance. So you've keyed in on a terrific part. We can't address pain syndromes, chronic pain syndromes, and inflammatory cascades without addressing the person as a whole.
Absolutely. And that's a thing that I don't think a lot of patients or people, lay people out in the community realize how much chiropractors look at the whole body.
Right.
You know, and I know that you and I have talked before, Dr. Darner, this gets frustrating for you, especially all the neurology that you've studied. You know, when you have all this information, you can really help somebody, and then they turn to you and go, well, I'm just going to go get some pain medication.
Well, and the thing I'm thinking of right now is how many people are we seeing in our office every day that are diagnosed with fibromyalgia?
Correct. Yeah. Dr. Darner, how many people do you see on a regular basis with that?
I saw two new patients today with chronic fibromyalgia, and in discussing with them in report of findings what we can do about that, it gets difficult for me to even address their inflammatory condition if I have not already assessed their oxygenation state, the fuel delivery state of glucose and their metabolic capacities, their hormone balances and how it influences their response to their inflammatory cascades. And then I'm going to talk to them about a treatment program which has a poor chance of success if I haven't addressed all those prior issues.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, it looks like things are backing up for me here. I just wanted to call in and let you know we're relieving pain and we're saving lives up here in Denton and raising them from the dead. So I'm going to get back to it. I appreciate the good work you guys are doing, and have a great show.
All right. Have a great day.
Dr. Darner, thank you so much. It's Dr. Darner of Affordable Chiropractic in Denton. There's three locations up there in Denton. So, Doc, have a blessed afternoon, and thanks for working all Saturday.
You too. Have a great show. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sounds like he has Lazarus in there as a patient. So.
That's right. Well, you know, and that's the thing. I can't emphasize this enough and how helpful it is. And I'm just going to use myself as an example. I started seeing a chiropractor at 15, and it absolutely changed my life.
I started seeing a chiropractor at 8.
Yeah. You know, because you were telling me that you didn't actually enjoy getting your neck adjusted until you're 18.
Yeah, well, it wasn't until after I graduated from high school that I realized if I just relax that this doesn't hurt, you know. I was just so nervous, you know.
But yeah. Was it because of a spinal curvature problem?
I had scoliosis.
And that's why you started so young?
Yep. Yeah, they wanted to do surgery on me. They wanted to put rods in my spine. My parents were thankfully, they wanted to seek another alternative before going down that road, so.
Yeah, and that's the thing, that it changed my life so much that it allowed – so many things happened as a result of it. And my chiropractor never addressed nutrition, never addressed supplementation, never addressed exercise.
Neither did mine.
And all of these things changed without it. And then I went out on my own and studied some more and learned more and was able to then utilize that in my practice. But people don't realize the benefits. You know, you think, well, you know, my buddy can pop my back for me. You know, and they really, unfortunately, if that were the case, then you wouldn't need chiropractors. But your buddy, just because he gives you a big hug and it pops your back, that doesn't mean anything really occurred neurologically that needed to occur.
Exactly.
Yeah, that doesn't mean change. Just because you hear a popping sound doesn't mean you got a chiropractic adjustment.
Yeah, ooh, got one.
Yeah. So I think that's another, Doug, you mentioned.
So popping my knuckles hasn't really done me much good.
No.
Darn.
It has not. But now if Christy popped your knuckles, that might be a different story, right?
It's all in how you do it.
That's right. Just some things, Doug, you just can't do on your own.
All right.
Unfortunately, chiropractic care is one of them. I used to try. It doesn't work. No, it does not. Hey, but I think that's another part of the reason chiropractors get a bad rap is people assume, well, my back popped. Why would I can anybody can do that? You know, there's a difference. And there's a big, big difference in the way Dr. Darner practices, the way I practice, the way Dr. Farrell practices. There's a big difference in the way we do things in our office, and it makes the biggest difference.
And I think that's part of our obstacle as chiropractors in general is that it's an art. And so each practice is very different. You're not going to go see me and then go see Dr. Nymphius and have the same experience. It's just going to be a little different. And it's because we've got a different art about it.
That's correct. The other thing I think that gets in the way is the lack of information given to the public about what and how we do things.
Right.
But let's get back on track talking about estrogen dominance. Because there's a few things that we can do right out of the gate to help ourselves. First off is, you mentioned nutritionally, but don't eat fake foods.
Right.
Fake foods.
McDonald's.
any one of your fast food places is a fake food. You want to try to eat as much organic food as possible.
If you think about going to the grocery store, stay around the perimeter of the store. That's where you're going to find most of the good stuff, right?
Correct. Absolutely.
Fruits and vegetables.
Right.
Yep. So you want to try to eat beans, nuts, seeds, stuff that grows readily. Here's a good, very quick and dirty way of thinking about what foods are real versus fake. If you can pick your food, and I'm not talking about go to the grocery store and pick it off the shelf. If you can pick your food out of the ground, it's a real food. If you can pick it off of a tree, off of a branch, that's a real food. If you can catch your food, and again, I don't mean, Doug, you threw me a loaf of bread.
You wouldn't catch it anyway.
Probably not. I did go to South Lake Carroll, so that's not true. I probably could do it with one hand.
Yeah, if you're getting ready to tell me you can run down a deer.
That's what I was just going to say.
If you can catch your food.
Nope.
All right, a three-legged deer.
If you can catch.
A really, really fat pig. And a chicken whose neck's already been wrung.
That's right. No. If you can catch it like a fish.
There you go.
If you can catch it with your hands or an instrument of catching.
Like a bow then, or a gun.
Then you can eat it because it's a real food. Or if you can kill it with a bow and arrow or a gun, that's how you would get to the hopping deer. But that's the food that is real. Unfortunately, we have so much habit, if you will, of eating fake foods, processed foods, foods that were created synthetically in a lab. And those foods are readily available and they're cheap. And when we were thinking about, oh, I'm going to eat this or this, well, $5 for this, 99 cents for that, the 99 cent cheap fake food is going to win.
Well, and now we can get on the topic of GMOs.
Oh, that's a different, that's a whole different
That's
animal.
A whole other show.
Yes, we're going to redo that show. Absolutely. Because that's, what a terrible thing that is. Okay, so again, pick it, catch it, kill it yourself. It's a real food. If you're buying it at the grocery store and it's got, you turn it over and you look at the ingredient list and it's chock full of things that you don't even know what they are.
If you can't read it, don't eat it.
It's exactly true. If you turn over, I just drove by a bunch of cops pulling people over. If you can turn over the bag and it says carrots on the back, well, then you know you're eating carrots. You know, it doesn't say a variety of different chemical names. It says carrots.
Yeah, colored.
Right. So there's a blog on the DFW Healthy Living website that talks about foods that will boost testosterone as well. So don't think you have to memorize or write down all these foods that we're talking about. There's a blog on the Healthy Living website. And
but it really is eating well and exercising well is the first two places to start.
Absolutely.
For men to increase their testosterone level and lower their estrogen level.
And here's what a lot of men do, because we know we want to eat protein, men want to work out and have big muscles and impress ladies, that kind of a thing. But commercial protein powders are chock full of things that will decrease testosterone and raise our estrogen levels.
Especially if you're doing like a soy protein.
Absolutely. We're coming up on a break here. We've got one segment left. Stay tuned because there is a lot of great information that you're not going to want to miss.
AM, The Answer. Home sales continue their upswing.
I think the real movement's been in housing prices.
And retail sales are inching up, too.
Whether the election is won by the Democratic Party or the Republican Party, the world will go on. And that means that they're going to spend some money.
But weekly jobless numbers are on the rise.
Very sharp, unexpected decline that we had last week was offset this week by a very sharp increase.
Despite what the president says, it's still a troubled economy.
The private sector's doing fine.
660 AM. The Answer.
How would you like to hold what would have been the most magnificent coin ever produced? A legendary treasure thought lost for all time. Because in a startling announcement, the New York Mint is releasing a limited quantity of massive $100 silver unions to the public. The coin that never was. The $100 silver union was first proposed in 1876 by George T. Morgan, designer of the Morgan Silver Dollar. It was to be the largest coin ever in size and denomination. But this masterful design was thought lost forever until detailed sketches of the proof were discovered deep in the vaults of the Smithsonian. This spectacular, never-before-seen piece of American coin history has finally been created and is available to own on a first-come, first-served basis. Call now to receive a free collector's DVD and the full story of the Morgan Silver Union. The world has been waiting for this treasure for over 100 years. Stake your claim by calling 1-800-400-0147. That's 1-800-400-0147. 1-800-400-0147.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life
insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-979-4336 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-979-4336, 1-800-979-4336, or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
If you're like most people, you've been disappointed by your mattress. The fact is that most conventional mattresses fail. They fail to hold up over time, developing body impressions and becoming uncomfortable in just a few months. Ultimately, they fail to provide you with the comfort you deserve. There's a good reason why the Sauvin European Sleep System won't disappoint you. Well, actually, several reasons. First, Sauvin beds are made with only the highest quality components which over time provide exceptional durability, support, and comfort. Second, Sauvin beds are custom tailored to you and how you sleep, not a one-size-fits-all. Custom tailored for greater comfort. And third, Sauvin beds are made with natural, healthy materials, materials that breathe and help maintain stable body temperatures. And to prove how much Sauvin believes in the quality and comfort of their products, they offer a 60-day comfort exchange and a full 10-year warranty. A real warranty without the confusing fine print. Durable, healthy, comfortable beds. The world's most comfortable mattress, guaranteed. Sauvin European Sleep Systems at Inwood & Lovers in Dallas, behind the Inwood Theater, on the web at sovn.com.
Hey, welcome to Walmart. You interested in the Razor electric scooter?
My kids would love it.
Well, we brought layaway back so you can pay a little at a time.
You made my day.
Well, thanks.
What's your name?
Mike.
Mike is the best in the world.
He brought layaway
back for me. He deserves a building named after him.
Miss?
The Mike Institute of Nice People. You.
Layaway's back. Shop now and have more time to pay. Through December 14th on eligible items. Restrictions apply. Hours may vary by store. See store for details. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
660 AM The Answer. An iHeart Radio station. 660AMTheAnswer.com.
DFW Healthy Living continues. Give us a call at 866-660-CASE-GUY. Here's Dr. Brian Nymphaeus on 660 AM The Answer.
This is where the healing begins. Oh, this is where the healing starts.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to the DFW Healthy Living Radio Show, your source for health and wellness information. This is Dr. Brian Nymphaeus, Clinic Director of Victory Chiropractic and Spinal Decompression, located in the heart of South Lake, Texas. Joining me is the great Dr. Christy Farrell. Dr. Christy Farrell is in
North Dallas,
back to health chiropractic.
We're going to get this one day.
This is incredible. You think I own it by now.
I mean, we've been friends for 14 years.
I've heard back in pain, back in health, and we finally got it back to health.
So. We're going to have to get you like 15 different domain names that all link to one.
Seriously.
Just because I am a battling buffoon at times.
But, anyway.
That's right. And the great Doug Rake of Haney Rake and Repass, the number one law firm in the galaxy.
Indeed.
So let me tell you guys a few things that I do to help boost my testosterone. Besides what Dr. Darner was talking about last weekend, the wife and I did a 10K mud run today. And I want to brag about Tiffany's ability to run. So we started doing these mud runs back in April because of my neighbor. So I blame him for all this nonsense. But so mud run, you got all these different obstacles. And so Tiffany was doing this and she was dominating. She really probably got second or third out of everybody in the women. And it was, she really did well. Going over obstacles. It's just fun. It's like running, but with testosterone behind it, you know, because jumping walls is climbing in mud. That's fun for guys. And doing those kinds of things help boost our testosterone levels. So that's one of the ways that you can help boost your testosterone levels. Plus being active in general. I think a lot of men struggle with the overcoming the initial lack of inertia to get started on any kind of workout program.
Well, if you haven't been exercising, then you don't have any energy, and that's why getting started becomes so difficult.
And you know, I get it. You come home from work, you sit down, you maybe have a little dinner. The last thing you're going to be thinking about is, oh, you know, I'm going to get up and go run, or I'm going to get up, go to the gym, or I'm going to do some push-ups right here on the floor. Those things are much, much more difficult mentally to do. But of course, it's like anything else.
But once you get started,
once you get started, it just takes that first initial burst.
And when it becomes part of your routine, then it's almost on autopilot at that point in time. It's so much easier.
And I think you hit the nail on the head when it becomes part of your routine, because unfortunately, the routine for most men is it's not in there.
Right.
So it's really important. Exercise is so vital for a variety of things. And I'm very fortunate that my wife Tiffany is really on board with things like that, and making sure that we stay healthy and active and those kinds of things.
That's the best. It's the best marital decision that a husband and wife can make, is to have an activity like that they do together. My law partner and his wife are avid golfers, but what they figured out 10 or 15 years ago is the way to keep things going well is to play golf together. And you and Tiffany have found that, you know, these running events and these running events with some obstacles and stuff are a lot funner, and y'all do it together, and it's really a cool thing that y'all do together away from your children. Now, eventually they'll get old enough that you add them to the mix as well. But
you're exactly right. And the other thing is that, so my background is in track and field, but I've never been a distance runner. And my wife was never a distance runner either. So in my life, prior to training for these things, I'd never ran more than 3 miles. And in fact, running 3 miles was an accomplishment to me. And same thing with my wife. So we're kind of in uncharted waters and territory, because we're not distance runners by nature. You know, we're just trying to run distance and get ourselves in shape and do things to stay healthy. And so it really does take a team effort, you know. But it has to start with the motivation, and the motivation to get going has to be there. And then sooner or later you get going, and then you find something that inspires you, so you stick with it, because motivation is short-term. You get unmotivated just as quickly as you got motivated.
And you know what will kill the motivation as quick as anything, maybe quicker? A Big Mac.
Oh.
Putting a bunch of bad food in your system will kill the motivation immediately.
You're absolutely right. But the thing I also want to stress is that you can challenge yourself to do something that you don't think you can do, plain and simple. And once you realize, hey, I can do this, or you start to see the light at the end of the tunnel, oh man, then everything starts to change, and you start to really get involved in it, and you start to get excited about things. And then you'll start to feel that fire that, you know, for a lot of us burned when we were younger and then just kind of slowly started to fizzle out. So for me, I never thought I could do 10Ks or run miles or even run 5 miles. But now that I'm doing it, I realize, wow, hey, I'm doing something I never thought I would be able to do. So it's one of those things that you have to challenge yourself. And I know a lot of guys are sitting there thinking, I'm done with challenges. I got a lot of stuff on my plate. I got a lot of things going on right now. I don't need a physical challenge. But in reality, that's exactly what we need. We need a physical challenge. And it can start with the opposite of the Big Mac, like you said. It can start with having the fruits and vegetables and realizing, hey, I've got a lot more energy now. And now that I have this energy, I can go do this, or maybe I can do that. And you touched on something earlier when you mentioned the cruciferous vegetables.
Yes.
You know, cruciferous vegetables are very, very helpful to decreasing the estrogen dominance.
A lot of people don't know what cruciferous vegetables are, though. That's going to be mostly your green vegetables, so kale, spinach, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, those types of cabbage.
You know, the ones that you regularly eat, right?
Right.
Everybody eats those, don't they?
Exactly.
So cruciferous vegetables are the stuff that you never think to eat.
Right. Eat those.
Yeah. The stuff that you walk by on your way to the other part of the store, stop there and grab a few things. Because those are foods that you can pick.
Mm-hmm.
Those are real foods you can pick. Now you just have to make the mental decision to pick them. And then once you get them home, you go, now what do I do?
Now I got
to
eat them.
Yeah. And it's really as simple as just literally just eating them.
Right.
You don't have to prepare them. You don't have to cook them. You just eat them. But a lot of people look at that and go, what am I supposed to put on this?
You put a lot of cheese and salt, and then you can't tell it's a cruciferous vegetable.
Well, I like to make salads with, I'll do a spinach salad, and I'll throw in my favorite is the Tuscan kale, or dinosaur kale, or, you know, it's not as bitter as some of the other kales.
Dinosaur kale. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, it's what they call it at Whole Foods. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
But I saw it's called Tuscan kale as well, so.
Tuscan kale sounds
better, yeah. More normal. Yeah.
Dinosaur kale sounds like it's been sitting on a shelf for a couple years.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's fresh.
This is the dinosaur kale here. It's been around for a while.
Nobody eats it.
Good luck with that one.
All right. So just some final thoughts. Just don't cook or drink out of plastics. Eat organic meat and vegetables. Make sure you have at least one bowel movement per day to clear old estrogen, and eat plenty of cruciferous vegetables. So
those absolutely.
And exercise.
I was just getting ready to say, and exercise. And, you know, a lot of times people think, oh, I'm going to exercise. They'll go to the gym. They'll lift weights. But really get out there, run, jump, cardio. Play, do some things that are going to get your heart rate elevated for a sustained period of time. And that's the thing, that those are the things that most people don't do.
And if you're not used to running, just go out, just take a walk.
Start Absolutely.
There.
And this is the perfect time of the year to take
a
walk.
Great.
And you see more and more people in my neighborhood do it. But a good brisk 30 or 40 minute walk will do you wonders if you keep doing it every day.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you do it once a week, it might do you a little bit of good. But if you do it every day for, you know, the rest of your life, it'll do you a lot of good.
Yeah. And the thing of it is, it's like you said, like it's a habit. Most of us have bad habits, and you need to slowly start stripping away. And what I find a lot of times when I talk to patients is that, you know, when you do a report of findings, you tell them you need to do X, Y, and Z, most people think they have to do them by the next day. You've got a whole lifetime to
baby steps.
Yeah, to get rid of bad habits. So slowly start getting rid of one habit, then another one. Then, you know, so you don't have to have the perfect exercise program tomorrow.
You know,
you
and you
don't have to have the perfect diet tomorrow either.
You are not quite the age I am, but what you see so much particularly with respect to white people when they get to be about 50 years old is eating becomes their entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
It really does.
Where are we going out to dinner this weekend?
They've supplemented eating for sex, for exercise, for everything else they used to do, and they eat for entertainment. I mean, it is a real common malady of a little bit older than middle-aged white people. And it's a habit that has to be broken if you don't want to walk around with man boobies.
Absolutely.
I mean, it really is.
Estrogen dominance.
There you go.
Absolutely. So now we've got a short time left here. I think only a minute and a half, 2 minutes to go. So what I want you guys to understand is that we're here to help you guys. And so because this estrogen dominance is such a problem in men's lives and women's lives as well, but we're talking about men's health right now, there are a lot of testosterone clinics popping up, a lot of hormone replacement therapy for men, but we don't like the term hormone replacement therapy. But that's what it is. So there's a lot of testosterone clinics that are coming up. And because estrogen dominance is such a problem, next weekend, on a preview next weekend show, we're going to bring in some people from a testosterone clinic, and we're going to talk about the benefits of supplementing testosterone and why it's so important and how your body needs testosterone and that it's not a bad thing. You know, people tend to think of...
It did great for Barry Bonds.
That's right. You can hit 700 home runs if you take testosterone.
762. So.
That's right. Unfortunately, now they check for those things, so baseball has been cleaned up. So anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. You've been listening to the DFW Healthy Living Radio Show, brought to you by DFWHealthyLiving.com. Please feel free to look us up online. Like us on Facebook, and thank you so much. Have a blessed weekend.
This is only. Seek a medical professional for answers to your specific questions. Visit victorychiropractic.com to listen to previous broadcasts. Listen every Saturday at 4 p.m. to DFW Healthy Living here on 660 AM, The Answer.
This is where the healing begins.
Oh, 660 AM, The Answer.
Amanda had $3,000 until her transmission went. Rick had $4,000 before his engine died. Sue has no money and her onboard computer broke. No one likes putting money into their car for repairs. Get Auto Assure and be assured you won't have to. With Auto Assure, you never have to put money into expensive covered repairs. You keep it. It's guaranteed protection. You can keep your mechanic, your dealer. Auto Assure pays them directly. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-0816. You choose the coverage you need. If your car has less than 200,000 miles, you won't pay a single penny for any covered repair. Not for a fuel injection system, air conditioning, suspension system, or anything else. So the choice is yours. Do you want to pay for expensive auto repairs or let Auto Assure pay them for you? If you're sick of spending your hard-earned money on car repairs, call now for your free information. 1-800-900-0816. Again, that's 1-800-900-0816. 1-800-900-0816.
How would you like to hold what would have been the most magnificent coin ever produced? A legendary treasure thought lost for all time. Because in a startling announcement, the New York Mint is releasing a limited quantity of massive $100 silver unions to the public. The coin that never was. The $100 silver union was first proposed in 1876 by...